I want to ask you first, and I know that the support of the fans is something that is very important to you, and you've made reference to it on a lot of occasions. Tomorrow, I gather that they've sold 5,500 tickets, which, by any standards, is an enormous away following. That, I mean, it speaks a lot for how what the fans think of what's going on here, but that's a tremendous support for a team going away, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic, and we are very thankful for it. I think since the beginning was like that. I think the numbers have shown that people follow us, people support us in all the stadiums, and the atmosphere has been fantastic at Molineux and outside. I think, and we'll try to perform well, and be happy, and together, always together. I think we are stronger in every stadium.
The players and yourself, the coaches, to have everybody involved, you look genuinely moved by that when you engage with those fans, especially obviously when it's been a good performance, as it usually has been this season. It looks as though that really means a lot to you, that bond.
Of course, because we know the effort that people make to make so many miles and tough conditions sometimes with cold weather and raining and being there for us. So we know that and we are thankful. And at the same time, when you go to the pitch, we try our best to be with them, for them to be happy. And we have a job to do. We have our tasks. Like I say, the boys, the hard work of the boys is well deserved.
Indeed. I know, obviously, you've made it very clear, and quite rightly so, that it's one game at a time this season. But you are in a strong position. One of the things that has attracted the most comment about the performance of the squad this season, from fans of other clubs as well as from Wolves fans, is how resilient the squad has been. You know, a lot of people said in August and September they're playing well. Will they be able to sustain it when the conditions change, when there are so many games? And the squad has done that. And for a lot of them, I know that there are some players who are used to being here, but for a lot of them, that is new. That's remarkable, isn't it?
I don't think that's new. I think it's something that we start from day one. I repeat myself over and over again. I think we are building a basis that we want to continue and to keep growing. And this is the philosophy since day one. Nothing changes until the end. We are going to work hard. And there's no secret on it. Hard work, companionship, team effort, group, helping each other. A lot of things, and character, a lot of character.
Yes. So from your point of view, from you and the coaches, it's the same disciplines as it would have been at Porto or anywhere else, even though, obviously, the situation is very different here than it would be there.
Of course, because the philosophy is only one. Hard work. Cooperate with your... Communicate. Always the same.
It's interesting because I think people sometimes think, well, he must be doing something, there must be something different going on. But actually what you're saying is there is no secret, it's just good discipline, isn't it? Simply?
Yeah. And a club, identity, all the things. And then comes to the man by himself, because each and every player of Wolf wants to be better. And this is the most important thing.
That's exciting to hear. And I'm sure, of course, once a team gets momentum and you start winning, that helps to feed the whole cycle, I'm sure.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Good results, good performance help build something. But the basis is the way we approach competition, and we are ready for tomorrow.
And just lastly from me, in terms of fitness and injuries, obviously you had one or two that have been coming back. Are there any notable changes from last week?
Yeah, Saiz is ready, and he's been working with the group. He's totally fit to play, if we consider so. Leo also is available for us. So, besides of Bright, we don't have anyone else.
Lots of options.
Good options.